spotty showers are possible. Nice weather behind the front. Best air of the fall so far. Saturday's high 82. Low temperature in the low 50s by dawn Sunday morning. A sparkling day Sunday, high 84. And another cold front expected by the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery's runoff election for City Council District 3 is still too close to call. Provisional ballots will be the determining factor. Incumbent Tracy Larkin has an 8-vote lead over challenger Marche Johnson. Ballots will be certified next Tuesday, October 15th. A Marengo County preacher pleads guilty to a sex charge involving a minor. Authorities say Gregory Lucy pled guilty to one count of first-degree sexual abuse. This is a Class C felony, punishable by 1 to 10 years in prison. And Montgomery's downtown Rotary Dog Park will get some improvements thanks to a donation to the city. Local Rotary clubs donated $12,000 to add picnic tables, more trees, and food truck parking. These additions should be in place in the next 4 to 5 months. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Cydex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a six-day cruise on the Carnival Valor out of New Orleans from Crimson Tide Cruise.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Crimson Tide Cruise and Blue Water Broadcasting.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Turkey wasting no time launching a military attack on U.S. Kurdish allies inside Syria just 2 days after receiving a virtual green light from President Trump.
New details about an alleged rape by former Today Show host Matt Lauer, a former NBC News staffer telling her story in a new book.
The White House is now officially stonewalling the impeachment inquiry. That means it is likely time to stop asking and start demanding witnesses make their way to the Hill.
American Airlines said it can't wait any longer to plan its holiday schedule, announcing it's keeping the MAX out of its fleet until mid-January, when it will slowly reintroduce the plane.
A teenager in New York is now the youngest person to die of a vaping-related illness.
New Muppet Carly, now the new face of America's addiction crisis.
My mom was away for a while.
Designed just for kids who are often the unseen victims of addiction.
We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. But 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. Here in Normandy, the rescue began at dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944.
62 of the Rangers who scaled the cliffs there at Pointe Hope. Now back 40 years later to the scene of their heroic action.
These are the boys of Pointe Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs.
It was a very moving experience. They were what General Marshall called our secret weapon, the best damn kids in the world. Where do we find them? Where do we find such men? And the answer came almost as quickly as I'd asked the question. Where we've always found them in this country. On the farms, the shops, the stores and the offices. They just are the product of the freest society the world has ever known. Someday, Liz, I'll go back, said Private First Class Peter Robert Zanetta of the 37th Engineer Combat Battalion and first assault wave to hit Omaha Beach. Lisa Zanetta Hen began her story by quoting her father who promised that he would return to Normandy. She ended with a promise to her father who died 8 years ago of cancer. I'm going there, Dad. And I'll see the beaches and the barricades and the monuments. I'll see the graves and I'll put flowers there just like you wanted to do. I'll feel all the things you made me feel through your stories and your eyes. I'll never forget what you went through, Dad, nor will I let anyone else forget. And Dad, I'll always be proud. Through the words of his loving daughter, who is here with us today, a D-Day veteran has shown us the meaning of this day far better than any president can. It is enough for us to say about Private Zanetta and all the men of honor and courage who fought beside him 4 decades ago, we will always remember. We will always be proud. We will always be prepared. So we may be always free.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
So I'm working us up 152 points. It's 81 lovely degrees outside. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark. Today, big guy?
Pretty well.
It's gorgeous outside. This morning was just spectacular. 64 degrees.
I have to admit, my day didn't start how I wanted it to, in the sense that I didn't wake up with my alarm, so I woke up at 7:15.
Ooh, we got a rush.
No. But I'm feeling all right now.
Name game.
Josie Stanton.
What can Josie possibly win if she gets in this drawing and then her name is drawn?
If she calls 396-5477, she can win a $1,000 gift card to Dylan Rings on Brown Springs Road.
Give me that number again.
Josie Stanton, called 396-5477.
Because then your name will go in for the drawing that they're going to do on Monday, right?
Yes, early Monday morning.
For a $1,000 gift certificate?
Yeah, to Dylan Rings on Brown Springs Road.
Oh, man. That's a great gift. Want to give a shout-out to Ashley, a new listener to the show, tuning in for the first time. Thanks for listening in to the Dan Morris Show. We have a good time here. A couple of things, 272-9228. That's where we are. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 with the goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. If you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Count it twice. And the people who have done that have had pretty good success with that. I don't think we have any names in this week.
Not as many as we've had before. So.
So they need to call 272-9228, talk to us, and ask to be put in. Some breaking news happened maybe 2.5 hours ago.
Yeah, I was trying to make heads and tails of it very quickly, and I couldn't.
So. Two foreign-born men who helped Rudy Giuliani, who happened to be from Ukraine, got arrested. Let's listen in to Catherine Ayers.
Now, new details coming in involving court action on the Ukraine controversy. Two foreign-born men helped Rudy Giuliani investigate Joe Biden. They are now under arrest. They are facing criminal charges of violating campaign finance rules. We are just learning all this. Catherine Herridge is live in Washington with the latest details. Catherine?
Well, thank you, Sandra. In the last few minutes, this
indictment was just unsealed. There are four men who are indicted on these campaign finance violations, including Lev Parnas and Igor Fuman, who helped Rudy Giuliani, his personal attorney, the president's personal attorney, to investigate corruption allegations against former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. This indictment alleges the men engaged in a scheme to conceal the source or exceed the limit on political contributions. The indictment states, quote, the defendants made additional contributions to federal candidates, joint fundraising committees, and independent expenditure committees that either one were intentionally funneled through and made in the name of a limited liability corporation to conceal that Parnas and Fruman were the true source of the contributions and skirt the federal reporting limits, or two were reported in Parnas's name but were funded by Fruman, which allowed Fruman to exceed limits. Separately, law enforcement sources are telling Fox News that they expect Parnas and Fruman, were arrested at Dulles Airport on Wednesday night, and they expect them at their first court appearance, in Virginia. I just want to go to my notes here because I've just gotten off the phone with Rudy Giuliani, who has confirmed to me that he represents the two men in a separate matter, but he did tell me that he found the timing of the unsealing of this indictment, quote, extremely suspect, and that there are other pertinent facts that he will soon be able to reveal how he believes this event is connected to his ongoing investigations in Ukraine. He said he hopes to reveal that very shortly. Sandra.
Okay. So these two guys make contributions to federal campaigns, which could be members of Congress, mm-hmm. could be U.S. Senate, could be president. Notice they didn't tell us who they gave the money to.
Hmm.
And why would Rudy, because the Department of Justice said this is all done by the book, but man, if they're going out tapping people for making contributions, they need to go back in time. Particularly during the Clinton administration, the Clinton campaign. You remember Mr. Tree from China. And was doing the bundling.
Right.
And he was bundling all his own money.
This is suspicious because it's this headline all over the place. And then you hear Rudy's response to Catherine Herridge saying it actually has to do with a separate matter when I had an association with them, represented them. It is suspicious timing.
It is. I want to know who they donated to.
Me too.
That would be interesting. Peter Ducey's on the trail with the Dems. And we're talking about Biden and others. Listen in.
In tonight's Democracy 2020 report, first, Joe Biden is back on the campaign trail and taking a new position on President Trump's impeachment. However, Biden tonight is no longer the acknowledged frontrunner in the battle to face the president next fall. Tonight, correspondent Peter Ducey reports from Manchester, New Hampshire, where Biden is holding a town hall meeting.
Joe Biden just became the 10th presidential candidate to say this about President Trump.
He should be impeached.
Elizabeth Warren has been saying that since the end of May. And for the first time, she sits atop the Real Clear Politics average of polls, ahead of Biden, Sanders, and Buttigieg, now in fourth, ahead of Kamala Harris.
I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. And that is funding my campaign in the primary and in the general through small dollar donations.
Warren's signature is having a lot of plans. Joe Biden didn't mention any of his own until nearly a half an hour into his remarks today, focusing almost entirely on Trump.
We all laughed when he said he could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot someone and get away with it. It's no joke. He's shooting holes in the Constitution, and we cannot let him get away with it.
President Trump didn't wait long to jab Joe Biden back.
Biden is dropping like a rock. I don't think he's going to make it. I guess this is one way he can do it. You know, he didn't say that until right now, and he sees what's happening to him. I guess he's no longer the front runner.
Some questions about Hunter Biden are okay to ask, according to a former candidate whose family faced similar accusations.
There is no evidence that either one of them did anything wrong. Could there be a question of judgment about his son? Well, that's fair game.
Hillary Clinton believes if she ran again, she'd be a sure thing.
Maybe there does need to be a rematch. I mean, obviously, I can beat him again.
Mr. Vice President.
You'd have to beat Biden first. The candidate who argues President Trump's accusations about him haven't been proven.
He's targeted me and my family with lies and distortions and smears. That's all they are.
But he's also leveling accusations of his own that haven't been proven.
It's been alleged that the allies of Giuliani were working on a side deal at the same time to make millions in Ukraine. Just been alleged. I don't know for a fact.
We didn't have a chance to follow up about any of that because Biden ignored our questions on the way here. He does apparently plan to take audience questions within the next few minutes, though, from a crowd that has spilled outside of this ski lodge. When he got here, he very quickly mentioned health care and domestic violence, but then went back to all talk about Trump from the script in his teleprompter.
he was using a teleprompter out there. Now, the crowd did look pretty good out there. When you say ski lodge, it's not like big ski lodge.
Oh, right.
But the crowd did look pretty good. I guess there may be 100 or so people inside and then 100 or so people outside. But I thought that was kind of interesting, the way they pulled that together. And Biden is Biden's worst enemy. Because he says stuff that apply to him, and that just didn't float very well with the public.
And I just still don't buy this explanation. Why, when you extorted the Ukrainian government, why then? You say everybody said in Europe, oh, the Shokin was corrupt. Why at that moment? Why those 6 hours did you give the ultimatum? Like, what led to all this? I mean, why didn't you do it before or after? Why was it so urgent right then, Joe?
I watched part of the Glenn Beck thing. I couldn't. Sent me was not the 2 hours.
Oh.
It's 6 minutes and 45 seconds. I did find a 1 hour piece of it.
Okay.
And went through it. It's complicated, but it's very interesting.
It's complicated, but, and this is why it's tough to do even on a radio show or do on nightly news, because there's a lot involved. But bottom line is, when Ukraine, the government changed in 2014, it was ripe for the picking for the U.S. government going and set up all sorts of shops, and corruption ran rampant.
Well, the Paul Manafort portion was very interesting.
Yes.
Out there, the way they presented that. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces Resources, who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are.
The news is so full of corruption and nastiness, I felt like a little patriotism via music.
You know the Washington Post there? Yeah. I was wondering how this one got.
I think this is Stars and Stripes Forever.
Is it better than Stars and Stripes? Let's do this. Let's go to Margaret Brennan's going to be talking about what's going on in Syria and Trump's Syria policy.
At the White House yesterday, President Trump answered questions about Syria and Turkey and his decision to pull back U.S. troops.
I think we're doing a great job. I think the people of this country, I campaigned on ending the endless wars. We're all over the world fighting wars. We are doing the right thing, and I think the country feels that too. We've had tremendous support outside of the Washington, Little Washington area, and even in Washington, people are saying you're doing the right thing.
At least a dozen Republican senators have publicly criticized the president's decision. Face the Nation moderator and senior foreign affairs correspondent Margaret Brennan joins us. Based on your reporting, is it your understanding that the president has a support from people within his administration and national security team on this issue?
No, the Pentagon and State Department officials all the way up to the Secretary of State had argued for a much stronger response to prevent Turkey from harming U.S. allies in Syria. But this policy is being driven by the president's conviction here. He is totally convinced and solely focused that he needs to pull out U.S. troops. And this is despite official warnings from the White House that it had opposed the Turkish invasion. It was what President Trump said on that phone call to Turkey's President Erdogan that contradicted the U.S. stance, because he agreed to pull U.S. troops out of the area, and that was seen as a green light.
Good old Margaret Brennan there. And I thought, no, I don't think anybody agrees with them type of thing. It's interesting watching this whole thing unfold and him standing up, Erdogan standing up and saying we've killed 115 terrorists, a.k.a. Kurds.
Mm-hmm.
That's out there. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon. These 50 soldiers that America pulled out of Syria must be superhumans. If these 50 people were stopping everything from happening in the stabilization of a whole region of the world, this has just been overblown to hell and back, don't you think?
Well, the person who used the 50 number was Trump. I haven't heard that number from anybody else. So.
The numbers are really all over the map, to be honest. All the different reports will give you a different number.
It is very few. Let me tell you, on DW News the other night, they spent a good 12 minutes of the broadcast, which is only half hour, on this Syria pullout. And it was a much more positive response than we're getting here in America. And I feel Donald Trump had no... why do our soldiers need to be in between all this madness? And I guess Lindsey Graham and all these people... Did you see Rand Paul this morning, by the way?
I did.
Okay. That's another story. But, you know, I just think it's over-sensationalized. And the United States was not supposed to stay in Syria anyway. So what would the solution, Dan, would be permanent bases there like we did in Germany? Is that what Lindsey Graham and everybody else is expecting us to do?
Well, we don't need to do the permanent base concept any longer, and the only reason we still have a permanent base is so we have a very large footprint. We have the ability, we're so agile and miniaturized, we can drop in a group of people in there and nothing flat, versus having a actual photo somewhere.
And I think even Lindsey Graham, if you pushed him, the hard truth of this is that taking out Assad failed. So the main players in Syria are Assad, Russia, and, because it's right on their doorstep, Turkey. And I think Lindsey probably would have wanted a more peaceful sort of partitioning of where the Kurds are in Idlib in this area. But at the end of the day, the United States did not have as much sway as we needed to really do anything. We were just kind of holding off the inevitable.
Even to somebody my age and Dan's age, to see America actually in Syria fighting is just so bizarre, don't you think, Dan?
Well, it did. Yeah, the question I always ask now is, what's the end game? Well, what are we going to accomplish by this? And I just like Trump doesn't see an end game. I don't see an end game. I don't think Lindsey Graham, his whole point is, well, we need to be there because we're saving lives. And
but
the key is, end game.
Lindsey Graham is as bad a hawk as John McCain was. So we got to take Lindsey Graham with a grain of salt, or a large rock of salt. Because he's part of the establishment, even though he's been very well in performing with Donald Trump the past couple of years. He's part of the establishment. These people want to stay occupied and at war forever. It's too much damn money in it. Thank goodness we have Donald Trump, who has the sense to keep us out. Put us in, do the job, get us the hell out. He's the first president in my lifetime to do that. How about you, Dan?
Well, since we're approximately the same age, I guess so. I think the problem is going to be, what's going to happen to the Kurds? I mean, is he saying these are terrorists, I'm going to go kill terrorists, when he's trying to kill ISIS fighters, but he's replacing that with Kurds? I think that is going to be a diplomatic problem for somebody who wants to have them side with us next time.
Wow. It's the whole area is a state of madness still in the Old Testament, and it's good reason to stay, to get out of there for a while. I feel what is going to happen is going to happen. United States has armed Saudi Arabia and Israel to the teeth with our support of all our military in the Persian Gulf. I don't see why we should be stationed inside of Syria.
Well, as Dr. Sorensen has told us, that the Saudi may have our aircraft, they may have our bombs, they may have our technology, but they don't have our capabilities. They're not that good at what they do.
Right.
Oh, no. And we're going to stay on top, and that's what makes America great. And I'm very disappointed in ESPN. I thought if they had any you-know-what, they would have boycotted China, and China would have had a big problem on their hands.
It's all about the Benjamins.
Yes, it is. Benjamin, poor fella, he's probably rolling over his grave. He's sick of people using him as part of their excuses for doing bad things. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks for your time.
I was saying earlier, and I think we can be fair here, I don't look to ESPN or ESPN anchors to stand up and speak strongly on geopolitics. I expect them to talk about sports. It is sad, though, how much China is using their leverage to manipulate people who do business with them.
They do know how to manipulate, don't they?
Especially the Disney Corporation that owns everything, including ESPN.
You know what? Last night, I had the best chili dog all fixed up and ready to go.
Oh, no.
And then turned on the TV, started going through 10 runs by St. Louis in the first inning.
I was still at the gym. My trainer pulled up the game on his phone. And I'm like, wait, 10 runs to none? What inning is he? He was top of the first.
What? That was incredible. He was awful. Ugh. And then a friend of mine, Josh Donlin, hits a home run and said, well, they're coming back. I said, yeah, only 12 more to go. That was like in the seventh inning.
Ooh. Oh, I hope the chili dog was good at least.
The chili dog was great. But the game was awful. My son was in the fetal position in his apartment. He just... He said, Dad, it's like a gut punch here. News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Two Florida businessmen, clients of President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani, are charged in federal court in New York with campaign finance violations.
Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman are accused of using a limited liability company to make contributions to a political action committee supporting President Trump's reelection. Both men were part of an alleged effort to get Ukrainian officials to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. Giuliani tells Fox News he represents the men on a separate matter and calls the timing of the arrest and indictment suspect.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The undefeated Olympic boxing champ Errol Spence Jr. is in a serious car wreck in downtown Dallas.
The vehicle went over the center median and then flipped several times. Police say the 29-year-old champ, who was not wearing his seatbelt, was ejected from his vehicle. He's been hospitalized with serious injuries and intensive care.
That's Fox's Jared Max. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our warm, dry days and comfortable nights continue for now. The next cool front arrives this weekend. Today and tomorrow, very warm again with high temperatures near 90 both days. Still dry, comfortable tonight, overnight low 65. Then for Friday night into early Saturday, as a cool front approaches, a few spotty showers are possible. Nice weather behind the front. Best air of the fall so far. Saturday's high 82. Low temperature in the low 50s by dawn Sunday morning. A sparkling day Sunday, high 84. And another cold front expected by the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are.
I saw your face. Better looking than tired.
Let's continue on with Margaret Brennan talking about Syria. And here we're going to be talking about Turkey's invasion and the Kurds.
Margaret, we heard the president threaten major economic consequences for Turkey if it goes too far. What exactly is the red line here?
Well, exactly. No one's defined too far. Generally, this is a threat of sanctions. But U.S. officials are concerned by a few things. One, that civilians are getting killed, that the Turks are going to target Kurdish fighters that the U.S. fought alongside. And in the future, what happens to all those Syrian refugees? Turkey's Erdogan has said and suggested he wants to push millions of them who fled the war back into this border area. And the U.S. wants that to happen in a humane way, if it happens at all.
Margaret, is it possible
possible that U.S. troops could be drawn back into the region?
It always is in the Middle East. You won't lose money betting on that. But I'm told in this particular case, Turkey's Erdogan is not expected to stand down. He is hell-bent on this invasion. And the focus right now is on just how far Turkish troops go into Syria and if it extends beyond the safe zone, because there are still roughly about 1,000 troops, U.S. troops, at other locations in that country.
Interesting. Yeah, he does seem to be hell-bent. I think that's a good description of him. And, you know, if they are killing Kurds, that report's going to be in the nightly news because it's going to make Trump look bad. And so, of course, they're going to play that. So it should be interesting to see what happens. Margaret Brennan continues on here. ISIS fighters being held. Who is holding these guys now?
Margaret, what happens with the ISIS fighters who are being held by the Kurds? What's likely to happen to them?
Well, there are two in particular that have gotten a lot of attention. The so-called Beatles. The U.S. and the U.K. are negotiating over them because they were directly involved in the killing of American journalists, including James Foley. They may be extradited back to the U.S., but the U.K. has to agree. Other high-value ISIS detainees are being moved from prisons that had been jointly secured by the U.S. and Kurdish fighters into military prisons. But the challenge for months now is that there are thousands of fighters whose home countries stripped them of citizenship. And now many of those European countries are refusing to take them back. So it's the fate of those fighters and their families who are living in camps inside Syria that many people are very worried about, because the concern is that in the chaos that will result from this invasion, it could allow ISIS to regroup.
How would you like to be one of the guards at that prison camp when your numbers have been cut down to a quarter?
I wouldn't want to be one.
I would not want to be one either, because these are not known as little Boy Scouts that they're holding there. These are the guys that cut folks' heads off. Okay, so Turkey ramps up the fight against the Kurds. This is CBS Morning.
The Turkish military is pushing deeper into northern Syria this morning in its massive offensive against Kurdish allies of the United States. Turkey accuses the Kurds of being terrorists. A human rights group says at least 16 people have been killed and 33 wounded in the assault so far.
Turkish forces attacked by land and air after U.S. troops in the region pulled back from their positions near the Syrian border. President Trump, who agreed to withdraw those troops, is now calling the Turkish attack, quote, a bad idea. Charlie Daggett is in northern Syria this morning. He has reported extensively from the region.
Well, we just crossed that river from Iraq to here in northern Syria. It's a crossing we've made several times in the past year, but this time it's different. The Kurdish forces who we've accompanied in their fight against ISIS are now under attack themselves from a U.S. and NATO ally. The Turkish military unleashed an onslaught of artillery and airstrikes overnight, targeting Tel Abyad and the Syrian town of Ras Al Ain, both recently vacated by U.S. forces. And that's not all. The Turkish Defense Ministry say they struck 180 so-called terrorist targets across a 150-mile span that includes key cities of Qamishli and Kobani. And they say a ground offensive has begun today. It is already underway. Now, commanders of the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces say they've had to put a pause on operations against ISIS in order to face down this Turkish invasion. They also say the offensive has jeopardized the security of prisons housing thousands of ISIS prisoners, risking a breakout or possibly leading to an ISIS resurgence. Now, the military action in the past 24 hours has sparked a mass exodus of thousands of civilians who are trying to flee the reach of Turkish artillery and airstrikes. And the SDF has warned of a humanitarian catastrophe if this Turkish offensive continues at this intensity. Now, I can tell you, we've spent years with these SDF forces, watching them from the front lines in their fight against ISIS, men and women who've helped protect us. They say that they were broadsided by what happened. They feel abandoned and betrayed.
It's going to be interesting to see how good the fighters are with Turkey. Because the Kurds are known to be very aggressive. They're women. They have a whole women's platoon that is supposed to be one of the most aggressive fighters that are out there. And it'll be interesting to see what happens, because we've seen enough footage of the Kurds fighting off some of the ISIS people, and they go in and do the business.
Yeah, Syria, in this long, complicated civil war, multiple sides, the rule has kind of been it's stalemate. It really is a war of attrition, unless you have what moves the line, battle lines, is air power. And so Turkey does have air power.
So, good old NATO jets.
Right. That's what makes this so complicated. Yeah, Turkey is now run essentially by, you shouldn't call him President Erdogan, you call him Sultan Erdogan, given he runs everything in the country.
Using NATO assets.
Right. And so how do we deal with this, given it's NATO assets? And you have Russia now playing really nice with Turkey, trying to sell them things and give them areas in Syria. It's a tough issue for the United States. I think we've been kind of sleeping on how difficult the relationship with Turkey has become.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a police officer, give him a big thumbs up. Also is known as TGIFE. Well, Danny Boy, I'm looking forward to this weekend. There's some great football. It's going to be on the Florida LSU game, Alabama, Texas A&M. Really good stuff out there. Looking forward to that. Special reports last night, I was talking about the Ukraine. And it's interesting, they mentioned, go back to the Black Ledger, which was prominently mentioned in the Glenn Beck piece.
Ukraine's foreign minister says his country does not want to be dragged into political battles in the U.S. Correspondent David Spunt is in the capital city of Kiev tonight and reports on the impact there of the now infamous phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's new leader.
4,900 miles away from the White House, it's a busy day on the streets of Kiev, Ukraine. The country is getting used to its new president, a famous comedian named Volodymyr Zelensky. The political neophyte came to office promising to fight corruption.
Congratulations to the team.
I was advisor of campaign.
You were his advisor during the campaign.
Yes, and for the transition team as well.
What were you advising him on?
Anti-corruption issues, international relations.
Former member of parliament Serhii Lyshenko says corruption, long rooted in Ukraine, includes allegations of election tampering in the United States. Lyshenko left the Zelensky team around the same time President Trump's personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani accused him of tampering with the 2016 presidential election in the U.S.
Did you in any way interfere in the U.S. elections in 2016?
I never interfered in American elections. What I did, I disclosed corruption of Manafort, whom I know because of Ukrainian politics.
Lyshenko released the so-called Black Ledger involving Trump's 2016 campaign chairman Paul Manafort and his payments. Manafort was convicted for tax and bank fraud stemming from the Mueller investigation. Lyshenko was sued in Ukraine for tampering, but says the charge is outrageous.
Okay. So, no, I didn't have anything to do with the election, other than I released the Black Ledger, which falsely showed Paul Manafort receiving $3 million payments. And there were payments that were made, but it wasn't directly to Paul Manafort. Mm-hmm. He didn't get busted for a campaign for that. He got busted for not paying tax on money such as that. But he didn't have anything to do with the 2016 campaign.
No, nothing.
That was just a campaign manager of Donald Trump at the time, who then resigns 3 days later after it's out. And the DNC was cooperating, working with this guy.
Yes.
Didn't have anything to do with the 2016 campaign.
No.
These guys are so one-sided, it's unbelievable. Let's continue on special reports. No Ukraine laws were broken. U.S., well, maybe.
The call between the two presidents took place on July 25th. President Zelensky works here at this building behind me in Kiev. He has yet to visit the White House, and at this point it's unclear if or when that would happen. On that call, President Trump asked Zelensky to look into the relationship between a Ukrainian energy company called Burisma and Hunter Biden, the former vice president's son. Hunter Biden was appointed to the company's board in 2014. Trump believed Biden's position on the board, while his father continued as number two to President Obama, illustrated corruption. Yuri Lutsenko was the prosecutor general in Ukraine from May 2016 until 2 months ago. He met with Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani, with whom he discussed the Biden-Burisma connection.
Mr. Joe Biden was not Ukrainian official. He was American official. That is why I think that, yes, they didn't nothing wrong against Ukrainian law, but likely to be wrong with or in conflict of interest with American law.
President Trump and his team note that Biden bragged about his role in having Lutsenko's predecessor, Viktor Shokin, fired. Trump and his supporters say Biden's motive was to protect his son. But Biden and others note that Shokin was fired after an international chorus of leaders pushed for his ousting because he was inept. Just last week, the new prosecutor general here in Kyiv announced he's taking a second look at some investigations from prior administrations, Brett. One of those companies, Burisma, but the new prosecutor general made it clear he's not opening a new investigation into that energy company.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
So no UK, no Ukrainian laws are broken. U.S. maybe. And that's Ukrainians saying that. I can't imagine that Ukraine would have any kind of corruption, particularly after watching the Glenn Beck piece.
Oh, right.
That is just like a daily situation. It's just what you live with.
Yeah, and that's what's so crazy. And also, I love that the Anti-Corruption Bureau is one of the places where most of the corruption's going on. It's so good.
And they were working with the FBI.
Right.
And
the Obama administration.
When all the stuff started coming out, particularly against Paul Manafort.
Like, I guess my point of view here is that if we really want to go down this rabbit hole, I think it's going to, everybody's dirty. You start playing in that part of the world, you're going to end up with some mud on you.
These guys are amazing. These guys are amazing. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, this is where we are. You know, one of the cases that the Supreme Court is going to be looking at is the DACA ruling and whether Obama was okay with doing that. Was that legal or illegal, and can it be changed? So it could go a lot of different ways. It could be, yes, you can change it. No, it was not legal in the beginning. He didn't have the power to do that. But this is big because if the Trump administration wins this, then he has got incredible power over this immigration situation, because he basically can say, okay, well, all those people need to go back unless you come up with a deal on funding of the wall and on expedition of can't even talk today. As that damn game last night did me in. But the thing after the game did me in. Let's listen to Jess Napolitano talking about it.
calling on the U.S. Supreme Court to strike down DACA ahead of the high court's hearing on whether it was legal for the Trump administration to terminate the Obama-era program.
The president tweeting, President Obama said that he did not have the right to sign DACA, that it will never hold up in court. He signed it anyway. If the Supreme Court upholds DACA, it gives the president extraordinary powers far greater than ever thought.
He continues, if they do what is right and do not let DACA stand with all of its negative legal implications, the Republicans and Democrats will have a deal to let them stay in our country in very short order. It would actually benefit DACA and be done the right way. Here to react is Fox News senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano.
Guys, so at stake here is the freedom of 700,000 human beings who came here as infants, graduated from high school, fully Americanized, in the workforce. Some of them actually work here at Fox News and people that we know. Does the president really want to deport them? I don't think so. I think he tipped his hands in that tweet. He wants to win this battle so that he can use it as a negotiating technique with Congress. What's the battle? President Obama proposed new immigration laws to a Republican Congress, which basically said, let the 700,000 stay here. They pay taxes. They went to school. They're not in jail. They're not committing crimes. Congress rejected it.
Right.
The President Obama then signed an executive order, putting into the executive order the very law that Congress had rejected. And then these people are planning their lives on staying here. So is President Trump bound by President Obama's executive order? Generally, no. Presidents can negate the executive orders of their predecessors. But there's the freedom of 700,000 human beings.
At stake, yeah.
At stake, absolutely. They're bad about talking over each other. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dano.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Sounds like you guys are already told, Joey. It sounds like you guys are.
We're having a good time, as always.
Good. Previous caller and you had difficulty remembering when we had a president that got us in for an objective to an area, a country, an area of conflict, whatever, and then got us out.
Reagan and Lebanon.
Yeah, well, and you could argue that we were to some degree forced out because of the Marine barracks, but he also took us into Grenada and got us out promptly.
Of course.
And left some stability there. But his vice president and successor took us into Kuwait, as he said. You could argue that it was his envoy, ambassador, whoever it was, that allowed mixed messages for Saddam to misinterpret, supposedly, and to invade, try to annex Kuwait. But we went in there and got out to some criticism because other people, the hawks, and you know, wanted
to finish him off.
And it
ultimately, you know, Saddam had to be finished off one way or the other. But what W did, I still contend, left us with some semblance of stability there. Post Saddam, that was ruined by Obama and the premature withdrawal, abrupt withdrawal. This is a whole lot, and then in between, you can't argue that Clinton took us into Bosnia Herzegovina and got us out pretty promptly as soon as the Monica scandal. As soon as his attorneys got that stabilized, then we...
But that was a war from 30,000 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and wasn't really a war, but it created the smoke it was intended to create for his purposes, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, in the Kuwait, you know, when we pushed him out of Kuwait and we were about to go into Iraq, and they had, you remember, the highway of death,
mm-hmm.
with all the tanks and the bodies for our warthogs going in and just decimating them. that's what I think turned it right there, because they knew we had overpowered them, and American public was going to go, like, don't lose any U.S. lives trying to do that again.
But speaking of history repeating itself, it also left the Kurds hanging back then. They had this idea, oh, the U.S. will back us up if we fight for our own autonomy, and nope. You're going to get gassed.
Not quite so fast.
Yeah. Well, the whole area is still a mess, and until there's reconciliation between the two religions, one religion against all others, and then the sects within that religion, it's going to remain so. And that's going to happen probably about the time of the second coming.
Yeah, you know, this stuff has been going on for a while. And particularly when you go back and read the Crusades and what was happening with the Ottoman Empire and the whole Western Europe and stuff, I mean, this has been happening for a while.
Yes. But we can look forward to it being properly adjudicated, I think, about the time that I predicted. If you hear President Trump relate his reasoning and the heart-wrenching duty it is to go and attend one of the honor flights and the delivery of a casket.
Mm-hmm.
Even worse, to go and talk to the survivors, parents, or spouses. I can vouch for the fact there is no worse duty.
Yep, it's that trip that he took to Bethesda Hospital. That seems to have had a really big impact on him.
Yeah. Well, it could not help but have an effect on anyone.
Absolutely.
And I think the commander-in-chief, whoever he or she is in a big predicament if they try to devote our attention to straightening out that mess in any sort of a permanent basis.
Yeah, and one of the things, and we've had this discussion with Dr. Sorensen, you know, if you could go back and do it all over again, you could probably change some things. And it's what we were doing 30 years ago is where our problem is.
Yeah, well, I don't ascribe to the belief that we, or the current president, or his predecessor, for that matter, are the reason for the mess, as I call it, in the Middle East. Yeah, we've played parts in it here and there on the periphery, and I still think that we left Iraq in much better shape than it was for their citizens. I'm not particularly saying that it ought to be strictly from our standpoint or NATO's or the Israelis or anyone else, but for the people most directly involved, we left them in better shape than when we went in. Subsequent to our withdrawal, now we're looking at ISIS, Syria, and of course the continuation of Iran, and we were left with nothing in the gap to stop it. Now we're playing stopgap measures, and it just won't work. There's no way that'll work.
Ken, I hate to interrupt you. You're more than welcome to hang on through the top of the hour, but I'm up against a hard break here. Dan Marshall, we'll be back right after this.